this kind of video set or video series was an idea that us in Limerick Coaching and Games have been playing around with for a little while there, just as regards how we would do it best and making sure that we could kind of bring as much quality to the table as we could, you know. It's majorly a joint thing with us that we're all kind of feeding into it and giving each other little tips, and it's all coming together in these videos, you know. We've all kind of done the primary school work and the coaching work and seen what might work at the moment and what might not work. And this is just a way of, like I said, bringing the skills to our coaches and our parents, making it a little bit easier to digest and understand and allow them to get their message across better to the kids and the players. Like we're introducing a skill here, and we're introducing something that if it's 5 minutes shared between a parent and a child on the beach in Kilkee, it could be a memory for life, poking around the ball or kicking around the ball, and they're helping each other and it's in a nice setting. You know, kind of that kind of transcends sport for us, and that's what we're looking for, you know.
And I suppose you were already thinking of doing this and it was in the pipeline, but it fell at a time where it's probably more needed than it ever was. I mean, there's kids at home. Yes, there's schoolwork provided, and obviously kids are trying to follow those guidelines. But there's obviously a lot of downtime as well, where kids are on their own. They want to get out the back garden, do a few bits and bobs, maybe play a bit of sport. And here they're with their parents. They're learning all the while, and they could come through this with more skills than they went into it with.
You'd hope that would be the case from the video point of view, but you know, like people's safety and people's happiness is far more important than any form of sport or anything. So if we looked at this and we thought that if this is a way that we could help currently, because you see such quality coming out all over Twitter with all the different challenges and all the different things and the impact it's having, and if we could just add our small bit to the table there, if we could just give our little bit of help to make things that little bit easier, that, you know, that this is the ideal time to do it when people kind of need it most, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose when hopefully the basics have been picked up, the really fun stuff starts as well, because the skill games, they should be a bit of crack as well. I know there's plans in the pipeline for that. And again, as you said, safety is paramount, and safety and well-being of the public. But this is a great way for kids and teenagers and the likes to express themselves from the safety of their garden or their homes with these challenges.
Absolutely, and that's what sport and GAA in particular is all about. You know, it's about that expression. It's about, and coaching underage, we talk about giving the players the tools to be able to go and express themselves. And if we can give them the basics as early as we can, but not overwhelm them with it either, introduce things, drip feed to them, give them stuff that they can identify with and stuff that they've heard before to make things that little bit easier. It's going to make the game easier for us to coach at 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, when the pressure of the game kicks in and it speeds up and they have this skill set. It makes it easier for them to, like you said, express themselves, which is really, really what it's all about. John.
And it is going to lead into maybe some skill games and challenges down the line?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. We're looking to lay the base ultimately with these videos at the moment so that we can have a skill base worked up, and then there'll be a series of challenges and different things coming from the GDAs, and there'll be more on that to follow from the Limerick Coaching and Games Twitter page, LK Coaching Games. But we'll be keeping those in the pipeline for the time being and hopefully drip feeding them out to everyone. And we'd love everybody to get engaged. We'd love this to be a way for kids to engage with us when we can't meet them kind of face to face in the primary schools and in the clubs and different things. And anybody's attempt, we'd love to see it uploaded to the Limerick Coaching and Games Twitter page. And just keep things rolling and keep the positivity flowing as best we possibly can.
And obviously, Peter, you're trying to be creative at the moment, and this is a great way to, I suppose, keep going when social distancing, when we're trying to practice that and we're trying to practice all the HSE guidelines and follow them to a T to help and prevent the spread of COVID-19. Just talk to me about your role as Limerick City Hurling Development Officer. I mean, before this and during this, when did you begin the role, I suppose, and how have you found it?
I would have started this role the bones 4 years ago, straight out of college. I would have started my workplace with Limerick GAA, and then once my work placement came to an end, a job opened up and I applied for it, and I was lucky enough to get it. And to be honest with you, like, a lot of it was finding your feet. You've a lot of really, really good help from, like I said, mentors and peers inside Limerick Coaching and Games, but you kind of have to get to know people and get to know your clubs and see how they work and where they'd like to go and see how best you can help them, you know. And things have really come to fruition in that sense for me personally in the last kind of 12 or 18 months, getting around to my clubs that little bit more and giving them as much help as I possibly can and getting to engage that little bit more. But I love the role. Like, the people I'm working with in Limerick City and across Limerick are incredibly hard working. You know, they want to drive things forward. They're looking for ways to improve, and they're incredibly open minded. And it's a role that I'm really enjoying at the moment, and it's an area that I'm loving being involved in. You know.
And you'd expect, I suppose, you're talking about that 4-year time frame from when you came in, you'd expect that participation and, I suppose, interest figures in the city will have been boosted. I suppose the success of Napiershig, Limerick's 2018 All-Ireland win, that all adds to it. And I'm sure that the interest levels have peaked over the last couple of years.
Absolutely, yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt, the interest levels have definitely grown since the win of the All-Ireland. But a lot of it currently is particularly in the city is based off work that people before me would have done. Do you know, like the likes of Jordan's come before, Pat Culhane before him. Like it's a lot of the current state of things in the city is off the base of their good work, and I'm just trying to fill their boots and keep that going as best I can. Do you know, and also. Lucky that, again, working with a very, very good and driven bunch in Limerick Coaching and Games, keeping the game flowing throughout the county, do you know?
I suppose on the football front, Peter, obviously you missed a majority of the league campaign through injury, and I suppose when you did get back to full fitness, the season comes to a halt due to this coronavirus outbreak. It goes again without saying that the public health and safety comes first, but that must have been frustrating at the same time from a football point of view.
Yeah, it was a strange old setup. You're getting back to full fitness and starting to believe that you can kind of offer something and maybe help out and add to what the lads have already done, you know, and then the plug is pulled in. And it's just this kind of a strange old place to be because you don't know when you'll be back yet either. And obviously, like you said, people's health and safety and wellness take precedence over absolutely anything. And that is the most important thing. It kind of also balances things out by putting it into perspective that we're lucky enough to play a sport. We're lucky enough to be involved and we're lucky enough to play at the level we're at. And it will come back again. So it's just about kind of not letting that frustration get the best of you, realising where we are as a nation and where we are as a human race at the moment, and understanding that the good things will come back, and not to get carried away with this at the moment. Just cover your bases and make sure you're doing everything as well as you can. And like you said, that frustration is there, but try not to let it creep in. No.
Yeah, and obviously Limerick on an absolutely fantastic run before this all happened. I mean, flying it in the league, top of Division 4, staring down the barrel of a possible league final and promotion. And I suppose it's a stop now, and you're nearly coming into a mini pre-season again before we hope it can all kick off safely again. But at the moment it must be strange as well, and I'm sure that all of you are working on your individual programmes and obviously keeping social distancing in mind.
That's it. I'd say a lot of lads are doing a bit of running out in their backyards. But it's just about kind of keeping the engine ticking over, making sure that, let's say, that real core baseline of health is the most important thing, like keeping immune systems up and not overtraining or doing too much and putting yourself at risk of being sick and not putting yourself in positions where you might pick something up. Keeping safe, following all the guidelines and making sure that you're using this time to assess the things that might have gone well early in the season and not have gone so well, and trying to take the best of it and use this time to focus in on just making yourself a small bit better in other areas that you may not have been able to give into time to when we were all in collective training.
Yeah.
So it could be a positive in the sense that a lot of players will come back having focused on those small things and improved a small bit. And like that now, when we come back, I think the whole world will be champing at the bit to get back into their own kind of routine. And this just happens to be our routine, you know.
Yeah, they certainly will. And I think the appetite for sport will be massive when we can all safely go back and cheer on Limerick in any code or get out to the various matches or even sit down on a Sunday and watch something on telly with the family as well. That'll be massive when it does come back. They're looking the GAA at maybe mid-June. Obviously, everything's up in the air and they don't know either. But ideally, maybe mid-June and still be able to finish out the championship in August as well. So it'd be looking at maybe scrapping round-robin competitions, maybe going to straight knockout. I mean, hearing that, do you kind of take it at face value or what way do you think of that? Because I suppose everything is up in the air still, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, and you'll take it as it comes. You know, as a player, you'll take it as it comes. Because like I said, like realising that the general population's, everybody's health and safety is paramount here. There will be more games. There will be time for people to go and express themselves, and there will be time for people to go and cheer on their team. The same way as, even when I'm playing with footballers, I'd be involved in that way, but you'd be going on cheering on the hurlers, the camogie, the ladies footballers, you know, as best you possibly can, just as a fan. It's just a case of trusting them, do you know, trusting them. They'll put the kind of best scenario in place they possibly can to facilitate as many games as they can and make the championship what it is. If it goes knockout, it will add to the excitement a little bit. Do you know, it'll bring back those real one-on-one knockout hurling championships, and then things will go back to normal next year. But right now it's just about consolidating. Our game will come back. The thing we love and the thing we enjoy will come back. And whatever way it's packaged to us, we'll put our best foot forward.